Last week, the Green Launching Pad made its latest round of grants to New Hampshire businesses. The idea behind the launching pad is to provide support to companies that are or want to be eco-friendly, while also developing companies that can add jobs to the state economy. Reporter Amanda Loader has been looking at the launching pad and its track record over the past 2 years, and she joins us now with more. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Brady.
Well, what kind of companies has the Green Launching Pad launched? Has it been the startup model, the person in the garage with a really cool idea, or has it been more established companies, or both?
Yeah, in the previous two rounds, it actually has been both. Holace is an example of that classic startup. It was a struggling company. It was funded out of pocket by its owner, and Green Launching Pad money made all the difference for them. SustainX, they were founded back in 2007, so before Green Launching Pad even came about. Right now, they have more of an established business feel. They have an office building, they have a board of directors, and that sort of thing. Now, if you look at the current round, though, you're talking about manufacturing. It's EarthTech, they're a clothing manufacturer, LDI Corporation, which manufactures upholstery, and then you have an asphalt sealant company called RazTech. They are established businesses, more so. I mean, that's relative. I mean, they might only be a few years old, but in the green business world, they are considered more established. The idea behind that is they could bring in manufacturing jobs immediately with a little bit of funding. What I was told by the folks with the program was that they were looking specifically as they make this last push in these last few months with this federal money, bringing as many jobs into New Hampshire with the companies they're funding as possible.
Since you are State Impact New Hampshire, let's talk about the impact. You did some of the number crunching. What is the cost per job for Green Launching Pad projects?
Green Launching Pad, they haven't really provided specific figures on job creation, and that is understandable because a lot of times if you're funding a startup, they're not creating a lot of jobs. Holace is, another example. They were able to get their funding, and it made the difference in keeping them open and allowing them to go forth and fill orders for their traffic signals. But what it didn't really do yet is allow them to create jobs. That's farther down the line. Other companies, though, when you take a look at EarthTech, the clothing manufacturer from Portsmouth, and they said flat out, we want to bring about 10 manufacturing jobs in. We want to bring more of our manufacturing in-house. Right now, they have agreements with other manufacturing firms in this country and in China to make their gear. And so they're looking at bringing about 10 jobs into New Hampshire. So they got $59,700 from Green Launching Pad. It's just under $6,000 a job. Even though the Green Launching Pad isn't really a job-creating juggernaut, it's still a steal in terms of those jobs that it is creating. It's doing it on a shoestring.
At least in that case where it's a more established company with a sort of shovel-ready project.
Exactly.
All right, looking forward, the funding for the Green Launching Pad has come from the federal stimulus, and that funding is ending in April, as you mentioned. Does the Green Launching Pad end in April too?
They're hoping not, and my impression is that it won't go that way. What it's done is it's really created a lot of buzz in the business community. Green Launching Pad is run out of the University of New Hampshire. They're definitely looking at trying to get some private partnerships going, and it seems like there might be some interest in that. And, of course, just because the stimulus money is running out, that doesn't mean there is no federal money. My understanding is they're also going to be looking at applying for some competitive grants through the Department of Commerce and the Department of Energy and hopefully keep the program going that way.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you, Brady.
Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire. That's our collaboration with NPR. You can read Amanda's report on green jobs. It's at our website, nhpr.org.